This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston took office with the promise to build new shelters in every city council district. So far, three districts have no city-funded beds for people experiencing homelessness. Central Denver has one quarter of the units, and nearly half are on the border of the last plurality black neighborhood in the city. Former Boulder Valley School Board President Kathy Gebhardt is running for a seat on the Colorado State Board of Education next November. She served on Boulder's board for 8 years. Gebhardt is an education attorney who helped lead three major school funding cases. One of them led to legislation for school construction, with more than $2.5 billion invested in Colorado schools. Colorado Springs now has a team of urban trail rangers to patrol trails, enforce park rules, and keep tabs on the city's camping ban. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The small group is focused on the Pikes Peak Greenway and Midland trails. The unarmed rangers fall under the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department. Director Britt Haley says the city is working through the necessary steps to give the rangers regulatory authority to write tickets for trespassing and similar violations.
We are working in close coordination with the Colorado Springs Police Department's homeless outreach team and also the fire department's team so that we can all work together.
There are currently three urban trail rangers that have been on the job for several months. Hiring for a fourth is ongoing. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A wildfire mitigation project is getting underway this month near Rampart Reservoir, northwest of Colorado Springs. The U.S. Forest Service says the project will help maintain a healthy forest as well as potentially reduce the intensity of any wildfire that may occur. The project is expected to continue into 2025. Colorado Springs hitting 43 this afternoon, in Denver 44, and sunny and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.